OT, low libido, or prostate support? Check out Irwin Natural Products like Testosterone Up, Prosta Strong, 20 Goat Weed, and more. Healthwise Foods and Irwin Naturals have healthy alternatives to help with these vital issues. Find Irwin Naturals at Healthwise Foods, family owned for over 36 years. Healthwise Foods, 5147 Atlanta Highway, open 7 days a week. Call 277-9925 or visit them on Facebook.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome to Babbel for Car Horns, teaching you the universal language of driving. Lesson 1, the soft two-touch. The light's been green for 2 seconds. Give a gentle reminder with 2 short beeps. Now you try it. No, that honk means you pulled right out in front of me and now you're going 25 in a 50. Try it again, like this. Your turn. Almost. That honk indicates that some SOB in a BMW stole your parking space. Again, this lesson is the soft two-touch. Try once more. Okay, let's take a break and some blood pressure medication. This is Babbel for Car Horns.
Have you ever been on the phone with somebody while they were driving?
All the time.
And encountering.
What?
This is true, yes.
All the time here.
And once in a while, you know what's funny is when we have somebody waiting to play a contest, but in the meantime.
They're ordering from the internet
to fast food. Yeah.
But there are some people that do these out loud running commentaries on the jerks they're dealing with on the road.
Yeah.
And that's funny when somebody's having real time road rage.
Well, what do they say? The shortest period of time is from when the light goes green and somebody's honking behind you.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, if you really have your head up your butt, if you're texting or something, you kind of have it coming and you...
Yeah, sure.
You
sure.
Put up a quick wave and say, I'm sorry, you know.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm really not this inconsiderate.
But I'm usually... I know the short lights and I'm going, come on!
Yes.
Come on, today.
Exactly.
Today.
Coming up next hour, we're going to play the fun game.
Yay.
We give you a celebrity name, and all you have to do is decide whether they're dead or alive. Get 2 out of 3 right or get them all wrong, and you can win. We're lining up the names as we speak. Hey, there's a good one right there.
Yeah.
I know where she is. All right. So stay tuned for that. In my car, there is a small envelope. Inside the envelope is a ring. I'm taking it to New Orleans next week. It's a ring that I originally purchased from Brian Jewelry at Janelle's request. They have a wish list that you can create at Brian Jewelry if there's something you want specifically. And I purchased that. I forget whether it was a birthday gift or what. It didn't really matter. The point is, she works as a graphic designer. She uses her hands a lot, and it got nicked up and dinged and so forth. So took it back to Brian Jewelry after my last trip there. They reconditioned it, and she wanted an opal setting, and actually modeled the ring for hers. If it can make my finger look good, my goodness. She was thrilled. It's her favorite jewelry store. They have a huge collection, which you can observe online at brianjewelry.com. But while you're there on the website, make sure you sign up for membership. Because when you do buy any item worth $200 or more, they'll take $100 off that price right there at the register. This is also the home, when it comes to professional jewelry, where they can create something from scratch. You can build a watch. Whatever your imagination can cook up, they can create it at Brian Jewelry with Lynn and her team. A skill set that goes back over 3 generations and 7 decades from the time that Prattville was also an afterthought kind of suburb. And now, of course, the thriving metropolis that it is. And their customers, by the way, they move away from the preferred community, but they still come back to Brian Jewelry for the excellence, the quality, and the friendship. Really counts for something. That's BrianJewelry.com or see them at 1778 East Main in Prattville, not far from...
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Time at the burp. 8:05.
Traffic continues to build this morning. We got a lot of cars out there on the road right now, but things are looking pretty good. No major problems. Just wanted to mention this. People being kind to one another. I-85 northbound. This is going to be right around Jackson Hospital. Just a few minutes ago, we had a Montgomery police officer who pulled over and was changing someone's tire for them. Such a nice act of kindness. Be kind to your neighbor drivers out there this morning. Buckle up. Be safe. No major problems anywhere, Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, or Wetumpka. McKinnon Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clinton. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
How do you know once you pass that family and friends will get what you promised and that someone won't destroy or replace your will or trust with a fake one? How many copies of your will do you have and do your loved ones know where it is? Every time you change your will, you have to copy, distribute, and have it notarized. Put a stop to all of this at SecureAWill.com, where your important documents like last will, trust, or goodbye letter are stored until your passing. Then they send your info to whomever you've requested. You'll be 100% safe with voice biometrics and their new video signature. Visit them at secure-a-will.com.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Time at the tone, 8.
The best RN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello!
Today's the day by which former President Trump must cough up nearly $500 million for a bond in his New York civil fraud case. If he doesn't pay up, New York's attorney general could swoop in and start seizing Trump assets. The U.S. Supreme Court slated to hear arguments tomorrow in a case that seeks to limit access to a widely used abortion pill, mifepristone. Looking as if they have been beaten and otherwise tortured, four suspects in the Moscow terror attack have appeared in a Russian courtroom, one of them in a wheelchair. The bloody assault on the concert venue in Moscow is the deadliest such attack on Russian soil in two decades. And space weather forecasters have issued a geomagnetic storm watch through today. They say a plasma burst from a solar flare could disrupt radio communications here on Earth. Wall Street Dow features down 66 points. More details, srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Blue Devils, Boilermakers, Blue Jays, Bulldogs, Crimson Tide, Huskies, Tigers, Wildcats, Wolfpack, Fighting Illini, Volunteers, Cyclones, Tar Heels, Aztecs, Cougars, Golden Eagles. Every March the same routine. Take my bracket and douse it in gasoline. The Sweet 16.
It's Roll Tide this week. When things resume on Thursday, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It's 8:10. I spent 25 miles on my bike in sixth and seventh gear, pushing into the wind, waiting. When's there going to be relief, Rich Thomas?
Well, it's only going to get worse today. But I'm so impressed with 25 miles. My good gosh, that's incredible.
I thought maybe yesterday I had four more to go to hit my goal, and I thought, well, wind generally calms down right around sunset. It was worse than ever.
Yeah, it's going to increase as the day goes on today.
And there's more to follow that.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
In fact, already this morning, winds have been gusting up to 30 miles per hour out at the airport. And I think, you know, by this evening and tonight, it could be gusting 40, 45 miles per hour. So a very breezy day today with mostly cloudy skies and a high around 72. Drive through the evening hours tonight with that wind advisory. And the risk of showers and storms holding off into the overnight hours. In fact, the wee hours overnight, especially towards morning. Strong to severe storms, a line of storms that moves into West Alabama as severe. And then maybe loses, we hope, a little punch before it gets to I-65. But we'll see. Low temperature down to about 62 tonight. Showers and storms ongoing through tomorrow morning. In fact, primarily, I would say, starting to end near the I-65 corridor by, let's say, lunchtime, if not before. Breezy tomorrow, again, with a high around 71. Mostly cloudy, 75 Wednesday. Another cool front arrives on Wednesday night. So Thursday's high only in the upper 60s with sunshine. But the Easter weekend looking great. Oh my gosh. Good Friday, 72. Saturday, 78. Easter Sunday, 81. Plenty of sunshine. Storm-free. Wow. Right now, this morning, east winds gusting to 26 miles per hour out at the airport. It's cloudy and 54 at 8:11.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply for your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
Ready for our risky click of the day?
All right.
All right. Once in a while, I'm browsing through the files. I come across one. Not quite sure what's on it, but I played it, and this is one of my favorite bad 911 calls of all time.
Okay.
And I think this will make you smile on a Monday. I'll check with you when it's over.
911, do you need fire, medical, or police?
No, ma'am, I don't. I don't have an emergency. Two police officers just left my house just now. Third. Can I get their names, please?
Was it...
Just the music turned down. He was the cutest cop I've seen in God knows how long. I just don't know his name. Sorry, I know it's not an emergency, but... Heck. It doesn't come very often a good-looking man comes at your doorstep. Could you throw him back my way?
You need him to come back there?
Oh, I'd like that, yeah.
Why do you need him to come back there?
Because I have an emergency. I'll think of something.
Yes.
He's with you. Would you throw him back? I think they're partners. Throw him back my way, would you?
Okay, and what is the reason?
My dog. Just blame it on my dog. No, say the music was too loud. They came in the first place because their neighbors, lived here for over 15 years, they've got a lot of nerve, these neighbors. My music was too loud. Can I discuss that with them?
You need to talk about the noise complaint as well?
Exactly.
Hold on just a moment.
Thank you.
Yay. He's a cutie pie.
And who ends up having the loud noise?
Oh, I guess I'm the one who has the loud noise. The officer has to come to my house. Just music. It works out to loud music.
Okay, and ma'am, what do you need the officer to do?
Well.
I mean, if you have another noise complaint?
I guess so.
Okay, where is the noise?
Honey, I'm just going to be honest with you, okay? I just thought he was cute. I'm 45 years old, and I'd like to meet him again. But I don't know how to go about doing that without calling 911. I know this is not absolutely in a way to perform an emergency. But if you would give the officers my phone number and ask them to come back, other than I know they have terrible lots of things to do in Aurora, would you mind?
I'll give them the message to call you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, the cops came back and arrested her, but somebody else showed up.
Everybody remain calm! I am a fire marshal!
911 called.
When will they ever learn?
I don't know.
What they should have done is made sure that the ugliest officer in the force showed back up.
That's an idea. That's a plan. I may as well start recruiting now because it's Monday. It'll take an hour and a half to if we don't jump on it immediately.
We can do dead or alive?
Yeah.
Everybody remain calm!
We already are calm. I need...
Who's ready? Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
All right, the game is Dead or Alive. We will give you a famous name, and all you have to do is tell us whether that person is still with us or not with us. Dead or Alive. Two out of three correct, or get them all wrong, and you win a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card. Now, look.
It gave you a 69%?
Well, that was the group that I just did, but you get points. Yeah, I was pretty good at picking the year they died.
Yeah, the year is tough for me, but
I did well with that, but in general. So, using that percentage, you got a 7 in 10 chance of winning, and I have enough to play two games. Let's see if we have a contestant, and while Jay is lining up that caller, I'll tell you about Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire, the place to trust your vehicle to when the check engine light comes on or it's making a funny noise. You know, you shouldn't let those things go unattended. But part of the reason we fall behind on car maintenance is convenience. I can't find the time. I can't get away from the office. They take those away from you. At all three locations, you bring your car in, let them know, I need to be here, there, wherever it is, and they will get you there, wherever it is, and get you back to your car later in the day. They have certified technicians at all three locations to handle virtually any issue that your car may be dealing with. Not to mention wholesale price, major name brand tires that Don stocks at all three, and they always quote a price that includes installation. 3,500 block of Highway 14 in Millbrook. Actually, we call it Mount Duncan. It's the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. Downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. For Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire, and look them up on Facebook. Well, we have a little team spirit from east of the Rockies.
Hey, I'm ready to play.
All right.
All right. The game is Dead or Alive. And your first name is Dennis Hopper. Dennis Hopper, dead or alive?
Dennis is not with us anymore.
You're halfway to heaven.
Wait a minute.
Way to go, East.
Halfway to heaven. Sounds like a...
All right, your next celebrity name on the list, Natalie Cole. Natalie Cole, dead or alive?
Natalie is not with us anymore.
There you go.
Hey.
Two dead celebrities equals one winner. So let's...
Unfortunately.
Let's play the rest of the game since we won't need another contestant. Rupert Murdoch, dead or alive?
Always hard to
You're all invited, by the way. You guys with microphones here, you can participate.
Yeah,
in this.
Well, he doesn't.
I thought you were going with him.
He doesn't look alive, but he's still alive.
Yeah, I think he's still around.
Zsa Zsa Gabor, dead or alive?
Now, one of the Gabors is not alive.
No, they're all gone.
Oh, they're all gone?
Yeah, they're all gone. Yeah.
Okay.
The loss of Hungary, man. That's
Here's a name that I wrote. I wrote so poorly. I can't read it. Ralph Lauren, dead or alive?
Oh. I think he's dead.
I think he's dead. Idea. Yeah.
Guess.
Then I'll go with alive.
Jay is correct.
He's alive.
Total
okay.
guess.
Hey,
guess.
I had him in the grave.
I appreciate you guys making me not work that hard. We got this contest over in one swell swoop.
Yeah.
Way to do it. So, East, hang on. You've got a $20 head start at the Seafood Bistro to the rest of our contestants who are greatly disappointed that you didn't get to play and win. We'll do it again some other day when I'm lazy and have nothing, no better ideas to run with. Right now, we have your local news followed by a traffic update and some other really great stuff, including a guy named literally anybody else. Yeah.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
1819 News.
One of the commanders at Redstone Arsenal has been suspended by the Secretary of the Army, Christine Wormuth. U.S. Army General Charles Hamilton was commanding the U.S. Army Material Command at Redstone. The Army Secretary's suspension is based on reports that Hamilton monitored and interfered with the Army Battalion's Commander's Assessment Program, and he did so to help a female lieutenant colonel. That lieutenant colonel was determined to be unfit for the leadership position after multiple rounds of testing. Hamilton's suspension suspension will remain in place pending the outcome of an investigation. Lieutenant General Chris Mohan has stepped into Hamilton's place. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
Two people in Shelby County are charged with stealing from post office boxes and using false identities. Jenny Blanco and William Cockrell III are facing charges after the U.S. Postal Inspection Service found their identities to be false. Further investigation resulted in the discovery of fraudulent passports and information on post office boxes in multiple southern states. The Porch Band of Creek Indians is getting a grant of over $700,000 from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The grant money is to be used for the PCI's recycling efforts that's in partnership with the city of Brewton. Both entities have been working together for years in making the recycling program more effective in that area. The grant money is to recognize the benefits of such cooperative recycling here in Alabama. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Injured in a car wreck? I'm Johnny Adams, the attorney you need to know.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm at 500-500-500.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
We are busy all over this morning. We're still looking really good, though. No major problems anywhere at the moment, but we want you to drive carefully, be safe. As far as Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, we're looking good there. Montgomery, light to mostly moderate traffic on I-65 and 85. And, of course, we're busy everywhere else this morning, but no problems. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. When you need the best equipment, Thompson Tractor has everything from compact construction to heavy-duty machines. With over 65 years of service, Thompson Tractor's on Highway 80 off I-85. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Need storage? Riverway Storage is a 20-acre secure and monitored facility storing personal and household items, RVs, campers, and boats. They're all a part of their service. Recreational vehicles can be stored outside or under two types of covered buildings. Their facility has plenty of room, even for heavy equipment. For your convenience, registration and payments can be made online. A locally owned business located just off Redland Road at 480 Old Rifle Range Road near Wetumpka, just off Highway 231 on the way to the lakes. Visit their website at riverwaystorage.com.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Awoke this morning feeling blue, uninspired, dreading work? You may be suffering from bracketosis. Bracketosis. Sadness whenever you check the office standings and see your March Madness bracket is dead last because you picked Auburn over Yale, St. Mary's over Grand Canyon, and had Kentucky winning it all. Now look, you'd rather move to the woods and live off crickets and pond water than deal with an office where everyone knows you did worse than Donna in HR.
Is Duke a person?
Bracketosis has no cure. The good news is, you can prevent it from recurring next year by taking the $20 you normally would pay to enter the office pool and setting it on fire. bracketosis because nobody should have to finish behind Donna in HR.
Is Gonzaga a cheese?
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
By the way, we're still waiting to see if Trump is going to post that bail today or... And by the way, there was this polling done. If Letitia James actually goes out and starts confiscating his property, that's going to help him with the polls. It's not supposed to happen. Anyway, we have a guy, speaking of politics, a Texas guy who changed his name to... Literally anybody else.
That's his name, literally anybody else?
His new name, legal name, is literally anybody else. He's a 35-year-old math teacher in Dallas, announced he's running for president. First name, literally. Middle name, anybody. Last name, else. A judge who didn't find it very funny ultimately signed off on the name change, so it is official. And this is why he's decided to do it, he said.
Literally anybody else?
Yeah.
That's my name.
My name is literally anybody else, and I'm running for president of the United States. You know, it's not necessarily about me as a person, but it's about literally anybody else as an idea. Donald Trump, Joe Biden, they're under it would be literally anybody else. There really should be some outlet for folks like me who are just so fed up with this constant power grab between the two parties that just has no benefit to the common person.
Gee, you ought to talk up one of those Air America shows. Oh, those went off the air.
But there is a growing number of people who say neither.
I am sticking with Gil Fulbright.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright. The people that run my campaign, they've made this commercial, and I'm in it. This campaign, it's not about me. It's about crafting a version of me that'll appeal to you. A version that visits random work sites with paid actors pointing at things. A version of me that doesn't find old people loathsome. Has a conventionally attractive yet curiously still family.
Props.
Listening to my constituents, legislating, these are things I don't do. What I do is spend about 70% of my time raising funds for re-election. I'd do anything to stay in office. My name's Gil Fulbright, but hell, I'll change my name to Phil Goldbright or Bill Fulbright or... fill up my mouth with farts. These are the things that are important to me. And these are the fine people that finance my campaign. Now, in order to do these things, I have to stay in office. And to stay in office, I have to keep these guys happy. Now, if any of these things make these guys unhappy, well, my hands are tied. So come November, the choice is clear. Do you want another spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? Or a spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? I'm Philip, a mouth with farts. I approve this message.
I don't know about you, but I want another spineless mouthpiece. Not just any mouthpiece.
Philip, my mouth with farts. Maybe that's what that guy in Texas should change his name to.
I can name about 20 Republicans off the top of my head that you could insert for Gil Fulbright here. Total waste of time. It is 8:29. That was brought to you by Mark and Vicky from Applied Security. They're the company that's local. Always better doing business locally. They have easy-to-work-with systems. You do not need a PhD in engineering to figure out how to operate their systems, but they're incredibly effective. They've been protecting us here at Blue Water for over 20 years, and you save on monthly monitoring, starting under $30 a month. That's Applied Security with Mark and Vicky. Four decades of experience. 279-8338. That's 279-8338. Their Alabama electronic security board permit number is 276. You know, I heard some people
talk. When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
All right. The dark web is active. And the new conspiracy is, with all the upsets, what about the NCAA tournament? Should we trust that? You'll find out in 30.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values.
Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture. A company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Attention, dark web. The liberal college elites are attempting to indoctrinate the masses. It's Operation Bracket Bust. 64 schools select teams of students to engage in some sort of sudden death tournament. It is mind control, causing citizens to stare zombie-like into their devices while engaged in widespread online gambling. There has been a four-day surge in alcohol consumption at what are being called watch parties. Based on the sound of booyahs and high fives through the wall, I believe one such watch party has occurred in the dorm room next to mine. I was not invited. Oh, and sources indicate only 16 teams remain alive. Be vigilant.
You know what's hot in the job market right now? Because Google does these search results.
Yeah.
The most Googled jobs in America, Amazon jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm wondering, are they talking about Amazon jobs or you're part of the corporate hierarchy and making, you know, double six-figure salary?
Or in the driver. Factory, or drivers?
Drivers.
Yeah.
Well, who was it? One of the carriers, didn't they pass a union contract where their guys are making like 117 grand a year last
Maybe,
year?
Maybe, I'm not sure.
I think you remember that. Virtual assistant type jobs came in second, meaning a personal assistant who works from home.
Mm-hmm.
Flight attendant jobs. Now, why the hell would anybody want to be a flight attendant today? Other than, unless you're really obsessed with traveling for free to different places.
I was going to say, if you're on...
With today's flying public, no thanks.
I know. But if you're on the higher end of the better flight routes, not bad.
Data analyst jobs and receptionist jobs. However, just based, look at us.
There's not many receptionists left.
I know. The receptionosaurus has become a near extinct species.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, software engineers, delivery drivers, HR reps, administrative assistants, and servers at restaurants. Boy, they're looking just about every... There are restaurants, and I saw this in Birmingham, that are half empty, but long lines at the door because they don't have enough staff to serve the people.
Absolutely.
And that's becoming very, very common.
That's very common.
But not at Baumhauer's. Just want to get that in. Jay, back to you.
Thank you. I want to talk to you about Heirloom Jewelers here in Montgomery, selling one-of-a-kind jewelry at a one-of-a-kind jewelry store because, I mean, that's what they specialize in is heirloom jewelry, pieces that have been passed down. When you walk into Heirloom Jewelers, and you've got to do that by an appointment because there's only one guy there, it's not going to be the shelves are stacked with no, very specific kinds of jewelry here. That they're talking about. And you can see all of it at their website. Go to heirloomjewelers.com. You can see the collection and the history of all the pieces that they've got on hand there. You can also check that out on Facebook and also on Instagram as well. You can call and talk to Troop Booth at 260-0066. They're located on Vaughn Road near Watchman Drive there. 260-0066. That number is going to go directly to Troop Booth. You'll talk with the owner every time you talk with anybody at Heirloom Jewelers because that is who Heirloom Jewelers is. It is Troop Booth. Gold is very high right now, and he is paying top dollar for your gold, whether it be in gold bullion that you've got, gold coins. If you've got gold jewelry as well, that works. If it's broken or no longer usable, he'll take it, and he'll pay top dollar for it. And if you turn that in to store credit, you're going to get even more money for it as well. So take a look at their inventory, see what they've got. It might be something you're interested in, or you may be looking to sell your own jewelry. Call Troop Booth 260-0066 for Heirloom Jewelers.
Alrighty, it is 8:34.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
A major cross-country storm system, which has been affecting, it caused feet of snow out there in the Rockies over the last few days, and tornadoes in Texas yesterday will be affecting us in the next 24 hours. Very breezy today as the storm system approaches. Winds have already been gusting to, 30 miles per hour this morning. Mostly cloudy today with a high around 72. Drive through the evening hours tonight, and the winds pick up a little more, maybe gusting over 40 miles per hour, perhaps with a wind advisory in effect tonight. The risk of showers and storms arriving in the wee hours of the morning, especially towards the pre-dawn hours. Maybe strong to severe line of storms moving through with the low temperature tonight, 62. Showers and storms ongoing through the morning hours tomorrow, probably ending and moving out of the I-65 corridor by lunchtime, if not before tomorrow, with a high around 71 on Tuesday. Mostly sunny, 75 Wednesday. Another weak cool front arriving Wednesday night, which means Thursday's high, we may not make it out of the 60s with sunshine. Then a picture-perfect Easter weekend. Boy, you're going to love it. Good Friday is a good forecast, 72. 78 on Saturday, and Easter Sunday, maybe 80, 81 with plenty of sunshine, storm-free. Remember a couple of years ago, we had a tornado outbreak on Easter, but not so this time. Right now, this morning, we have east winds gusting to 26 miles per hour out at the airport. It's cloudy and 54 at 836.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
So our news headed your way from Pettinger and Concrete Technologies and today's Morning Maroon nominees, but right now,
traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
837. Traffic remains light to moderate all over the area this morning. No major problems anywhere. Just very busy. Travel Millbrook Wetumpka reporting about the same. Buckle up, drive carefully. Any problems pop up, we'll let you know. But right now, we're giving you the all clear. Just keep it in the road this morning and watch out for your fellow drivers. Spring is here at Premier Place, Shop Bath and Body Works. Cuts by us, Hourglass Optical, Shoe Carnival, Faro Vape and Phone Repair, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. Wendell Jace, Skywatch Traffic.
Time for Hard News, brought to you by Pennier and Concrete Technologies.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
The headline says, bloodbath at Boeing.
Yeah.
And that means that, at least so far, the heads that are rolling include the CEO, who will be stepping down, and several other high-ranking executives who have stood by and watched their name get bandied about in stories involving everything from tires falling off, panels flying off. In fact, Babylon Bee did a great headline last week saying people will now be allowed to bring tools on board their planes to help out with basic maintenance. And, you got to wonder if it's coming to that. Here's another story. A 757's nose wheel falls off as it was taxiing. This is twice now that a wheel has completely fallen off this, a landing gear. Once when it was on takeoff, this one just taxiing.
This in Atlanta.
I mean, think about it. I don't know if it's they can't tighten the lug nuts or what, but it's gotten bad enough and it's impacted the stock enough to where things are now causing some heads to roll. And I think it's a good thing. And to encapsulate the entire story in a song, we have this.
Was sitting watching TV in my living room when I heard something crash, then a gigantic boom. I looked outside and on the lawn was a big propeller blaze, a massive chunk of a plane. Then parts were crashing down and exploding like thunder. A turbine engine, then a wing flap and a rudder, and then a wing and a fuselage tumbled down in flames. A giant chunk of a plane. All the parts were labeled Boeing, and no one knows where they're going.
dodging pieces of the engine debris from the cockpit. Then the tailfin comes down flaming metal, shrapnel shards are raining, smashing, cracking pieces, breaking. What a terrible way of the plane is. They're losing parts up in the clouds. It all came down and crashed into my house. The craziest thing.
And you're flying next week, right, Rich?
Next Monday, I'll be in a couple of non-Boeing planes.
American Jonas, a week from today for the Rich Thomas prayer vigil during his travel.
So they're losing their CEO at the end of this year. The chairman of the board is resigning in May. And then the CEO and president of the Boeing Commercial Airlines is leaving effective immediately.
Yeah.
Three people, high people, are getting...
This
getting
is all DEI. Up. This is... You know,
but you know what? They're just going to get replaced with
probably more of the same.
Just more of the same, because the board elects them, right? Or puts them in those positions.
These companies, and you'll see it. You have to dig a little bit in the news. But you're seeing their emphasis is not on qualifications anymore. Competence. It's on how can we have a happy blend here?
Oh, no, I don't think
I sit my ass on a plane. I want to know that the guy flying the plane can land it if something goes wrong.
Right.
I don't give a rat's ass what color he is.
I'm not talking about the hiring of the pilots and stuff. I'm talking about these corporate guys they're going to be put in. It's just going to be more of those people again.
Yeah.
I wonder if I'm on any Boeings this year. I'm on a bunch of planes this year. Jeez.
Stick with Airbus, buddy.
Yeah.
They seem to be emphasizing knowing what you're doing.
Are those the only two? Is it just Boeing and Airbus? Is that it?
There's Fokker still makes planes. There's a Brazilian company that does a lot of commuter planes.
But as far as the big guys like United and American and Delta, they're Airbus, they're Boeing for the most part. Yeah.
I knew this would happen as soon as McConnell Douglas went out of business. That was brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. You want to see some amazing concrete work? Speaking of competence, they're the definition of competence. Because Tom Latham, who owns Penny Earn, will not settle for anything less than the best possible outcome for the people that hire them to do anything involving concrete, including the Prattville High School football stadium. Simple sidewalk, right? I'd like to try and do that myself. With Tom Latham, it's got to be top-notch materials, that the soil has to be tested for every square inch of the pour to make sure that it's properly reinforced. He doesn't want to put his name on something that's not going to look great when he goes back to see it in 5 years. And that's the way they roll. Don't buy into, you could save money if you use my cousin. Oh, by the way, I should have asked, what is your cousin's name?
Roy!
Roy said he could do it for half of what you're... No, that's insane. What you want is an outcome that whatever you spent for whatever you had done will grow in value with your home. Reach out to Tom directly at 284-9292, 284-9292. That's Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. I missed this for the cheap and trashy, but all the phony-ass celebrities who took their music off Spotify because of Joe Rogan and my feelings are hurt, they're all back. What a bunch of douchebags.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hi,
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program. Yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Why were you here so early?
It's a special day.
Yeah, do tell.
It's waffles.
Yeah, what about them?
They've gone.
Worldwide, today is International Waffle Day.
Ooh, waffles.
It is a breakfast treat, and it has its own day.
International Waffle Day.
International Waffle Day.
It's a holiday that first began in Sweden to mark the beginning of spring.
Let there be waffles.
Okay, it's showtime.
We do not waffle on our opinions here on News Talk 93.1 FM. Time for a morning maroon.
Done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Thanks, cat, baby.
Dunce cat, cause you failed math.
8:46.
Cause you can't pass.
And time for our Morning Maroon nominees. There are a few that almost made the cut. A guy in Hawaii managed to escape from jail.
Hawaii.
Made it 100 yards and got hit by a car.
Oh,
now the
wow.
driver of the car is wanted for hit and run.
Oh, no.
Yes. 100 yards of freedom, and that was it. Yeah. Here are my stories right here. The California Highway Patrol has announced that imaginary friends do not count in the carpool lane.
Which, the only reason I can guess that they did that is because somebody used that as an excuse.
I'm glad they're not doing that here. Do you think anybody would pay attention here? You can't get the attention of a cop going 100 miles an hour on Taylor Road here. So why would you worry about high vehicle occupancy lane? Anyway, California has fast track monitors. You set yourself according to how many people are in your car, and you set it to 2 or 3, you get a discount on tolls. This guy was using the express lane near San Francisco. He had a T-shirt wrapped around his passenger seat.
Oh, my God.
It must have been a...
That's lame.
Triple extra large.
That's lame.
That was passenger number 2, and the 3rd passenger he claimed didn't exist at all. Didn't even bother with the shirt. The Highway Patrol posted an image set to the song, You've Got a Friend in Me from Toy Story. Imaginary friends don't count as occupants. The standard fine, by the way, for setting that transponder wrong is $238. Guess what state we're going to next?
Florida.
Duh, this is Greg Rich.
Do we ever leave Florida?
Hardly ever.
Florida man flying from Tampa to Philadelphia threatened to take down the entire plane. Chanel Patel was intoxicated on Tuesday's flight. Do we have audio of the intoxication somewhere around here? That's not very intoxicated. Give me something robust. That's much better. He was aggressively moving through the aircraft, and this is the nightmare. Because I got news for you. Somebody pulls this.
Yeah.
I'm on a plane. Their face is going to be blue from toilet water. Because I'd snap. I would snap. You're not messing with me 25,000 feet above ground.
All right. He's moving through the plane.
Threatening passengers, calling the flight attendants names like pig and cow.
Wow.
According to court documents. 6 off-duty law enforcement officers removed him from the aircraft. Too bad they didn't do it while it was still airborne. He was arrested for battery. And back to California.
Okay.
Coast to Coast, which can be heard overnights here on News Talk. A California pastor accused of hiring hitmen to do away with his daughter's boyfriend.
Wow.
Wow, jeez.
I guess the Lord could not intervene here. Samuel Davalos Paseas was arrested after Riverside police gathered what they considered to be sufficient evidence of a crime. Mm. The attempted murder took place on October 21st of last year when the victim was shot, but managed to drive himself to a hospital. Riverside police believe Paseas paid $40,000 for the hit. After failing to convince his daughter to break up with this victim, he is being held now, the Reverend, on $1 million bail.
Well, if not the Reverend, it's between him and the guy with the T-shirts in the express lane.
The imaginary
friend. Just for maroon identity, yeah. The T-shirt over the car seat. I mean, we've heard of people using mannequins and stuff like that. Maybe you can get away with that, but...
I love that they did the song for the imaginary friend.
Yes.
Police department.
I think we should give it to him.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
The minister hiring a hitman is kind of a good story. There's probably a Hallmark movie in there somewhere. Jack Ingram, Select Used Cars, Big Selection Factory Protection, with a reputation for always, I mean for years and years, the Ingram family reselling only vehicles that they have thoroughly vetted. John Ingram, the general manager there, has taken that to a new level. And I just happened to be browsing through different categories here and came across this 2016 Buick Cascada Premium. This is a convertible. If you're looking for a convertible that gets gas mileage, 6-speed automatic, this car is beautiful, and it's only $16,000. Now, when you shop pre-owned, as many are today, what's the first thing on your mind? Gee, I wonder how many miles I can get out of this. Well, they back up these cars. First of all, they don't even make it to the floor if they don't pass the Carfax Vehicle History Report. You get a certified warranty backed by Nissan Certified Select Program that includes Chevy's, Jeep's, domestic imports, all with a factory warranty. 84 different points under the hood are checked to make sure they still meet factory specifications. That test done by certified technicians to take the guesswork out of buying this car, which comes with roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, and a limited warranty so you can drive with confidence. Not to mention, you get to see the Carfax Vehicle History Report at no charge. And 24/7 roadside assistance for the duration of that warranty period and rental car reimbursement, too. So all you need to worry about is this vehicle right for me, the family, my business, or a new driver, and getting done. They have 25 lending partners. They'll get you done at Jack Ingram. Select Used Cars on the Boulevard. Start shopping at jackingramselect.com. 852.
Traffic continues to be light to mostly moderate all over the area this morning. Still a bit busy on 231 out of Wetumpka. Troy Highway inbound and, of course, Taylor Road a bit busy. I-65 and 85 remain light to mostly moderate. No major problems anywhere. That is the good news this morning. So please buckle up. Be safe out there. We're going to keep you updated if any accidents come your way. At McKinnon Toyota, financing's as low as 2.9%. Inventory's rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clinton. Wendell Chay, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call 5Innovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Hi, I'm Dawn Sexton with Physical Therapy and Balance Center in Prattville. I've been advertising now with Blue Water Broadcasting for a while, and it has greatly increased our referrals. We're glad we can help people get increased mobility to love their life again. I highly recommend advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting. Thanks.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, Senator. You better think twice about banning TikTok, or you'll be doing the blackout challenge permanently. I will do the cha-cha slide on your grave after I run you over with my car, and then open the door, and dance along to that Drake song. Don't mess with us TikTok influencers, or else we'll do several makeup tutorials as we get ready to. Attend your funeral. You have been warned.
Influencers. We were influencers before anybody came up with that term.
Yep. I agree.
Thanks for the affirmation on that. Somebody sent me this. There's, Instagram account called The Seinfeld Addict. And I want to see if it's a... I love Kramer. Kramer's so freaking funny. One of the last real physical comedians.
Very much so.
He sure
the
does.
Way he makes his entries.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm in Europe with Elaine. That guy's coming home in a body bag.
That was quick, cute, talking about Elaine. Got it. Last week, I promised something and didn't deliver. To our audience.
You suck. And yet you keep returning.
Yes. There's a paycheck at the end of the week. It was about a beauty hack. I think we should make more of an effort to pass this kind of information along, too.
What do we know about beauty?
I'm sorry you have such low body self-esteem, Jay. Anyway... It's a hack. I hate that term. They come in two categories. The why didn't I think about that one, and why would anyone let anybody else do that?
Yeah.
But there's a new thing happening, and we try to stay on top of all the cultural trends for women called broccoli freckles.
Oh, what does that mean?
We're on top of all the cultural trends for women. Yes. I love that.
That's us here at News Talk.
I just want everybody listening to know that I don't feel like I have a lot of support in this room.
These three guys, we know all there is to know about the beauty stuff for women.
If you don't let me finish this, we'll be doing broccoli freckles for breakfast
broccoli
tomorrow.
Broccoli freckles, yeah, go ahead.
All right. You take a broccoli floret out of the fridge, you dab the floret into makeup, and then you stamp it around your face. and I guess it creates an interesting and pleasant look. One influencer.
Go ahead, keep going.
I don't want to anymore. I don't want to do this. I don't even want to finish the show. And I would mean it if there were only, weren't only 30 seconds left in it. Yeah. Well, people use freckle pens and stuff like that. I'm just trying to... All right. You were right earlier. I think it is time for a nap. I'm going to actually take one. Don't forget, coming up today, we have David Blackman with us this afternoon for our 3:15 to 5 o'clock trip through the great American idiocracy. Don't miss it.